Okay, Scooter and Jack, welcome back to the podcast. Feels like it's been forever since we had y'all on, but appreciate you guys coming back.
Thanks, yeah, it's Pistols good to be guy. Here, Pistols guy. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, you know, everybody's excited to hear from you the first time, so I figured we'd have you back on for an encore performance. And actually, I wanted to talk to you a little bit of the Rangers and Devil Rays are playing right now. Are you guys Rangers fans? Or
I'm strictly an OU fan. I don't really get outside of that too much.
What about you, Scooter?
I don't really watch baseball since obviously OU doesn't have a baseball team, so not really a big baseball guy.
Okay. Well, I had the game on. Didn't know if I know a lot of people from Norman root for the Cowboys and Rangers. So I didn't know if you guys were amongst those. Not that you're from Norman, but. Okay, well, big weekend for you guys. We got Texas OU this weekend. First of all, let's talk about the Ball State game. Were you guys surprised that OU only beat Ball State 62-6?
Now, me personally, and you know, maybe this is just me, I've lived in America my whole life and I had no idea that Ball was a state. So I was pretty surprised that they were even able to score, given that they are probably one of the smallest states in America. Since I've never actually heard of them,
I wasn't too surprised by the score, considering that the JV played the majority of the ball game, and most of those points were scored in the first half. So,
well, you know, it was a rout, 62-6, like I said, but OU still moved down in the polls. What do you guys think was the cause of that?
Jack, I'm going to let you take that one.
You're going to let me take that one?
I'm going to let you take that one. I got no idea.
I was wondering the same thing. And you know, coming on the show, I was going to actually ask you that same question. But, a Sooner icon himself, how's that song go, once said, he kind of just put in a nutshell why OU is dropping down the polls. How's that song go, Scooter?
Oh, that's right. And, this – doesn't just have to do with our whole season, but you know, at any given time, I mean, we ain't as good as we once was, but we're as good once as we ever was.
That's right.
Well, yeah,
I think Kobe Keith said best.
Well, were you guys, so growing up, did you guys listen to Toby Keith, or where did he fit into kind of your family's cultural interests?
I think what struck me the first time I saw him in concert at the Riverwind was his sleeveless denim jacket with the tassels on it. I was a fan from that point forward.
What about you, Scooter?
I mean, if there's a greater American, I don't know who it is, to be honest. He pretty much embodies everything about this great nation, and I think his songs reflect that. And like Jack said, when we went down and saw him at the Riverwind, we did lose a couple weeks of our paycheck, but it was absolutely worth driving his home down to go check that out.
So did y'all actually remember him playing football at OU?
I think he was an outside linebacker in the early 90s, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right, Jack?
Right, I think. You know, he was there, I think, at the end of the Switzer era.
That's right.
Okay. Well, speaking of defense, Tony Jefferson, 3 picks on Saturday. Where does that day rank in OU history in terms of a defensive performance?
Well, more surprising to me about that record, was that a record?
I believe it was for OU.
I mean – more surprising to me was that Ball State actually got 3 pass attempts away without being sacked. So that being said, it's impressive the quarterback got 3 passes away, and I think all 3 passes he threw were intercepted by Tony Jefferson. So I don't know if it ranks in the top 20 in history, but it's up there. It's pretty good accomplishment.
Yeah.
Right, but you got to tip your cap a little bit again to Ball State for getting those 3 passes off. I mean, like Jack highlighted on the last podcast, I mean, that 4-2 speed coming off both edges is pretty overwhelming at times. So you got to tip your cap a little bit to them as well.
Okay, I got an interesting question for y'all. Who would you guys say is the best team wearing red right now? Wisconsin, Alabama, or Oklahoma?
Scooter.
Oklahoma wears crimson. That's I'm not gonna answer that.
I apologize. Who's the best team wearing a shade of red right now?
That'd be the Crimson and Cream Tornadoes.
Have you guys seen Wisconsin or Alabama play?
Oh.
No, one of Jack's buddies actually did hook us up, and don't tell anybody this, but they did find a way to rig it to where we do get basic cable now. But we were pretty much blackout by the end of the OU game. Didn't catch any of the Wisconsin games past week. Stanford was on after them.
Yeah. Okay, you guys, like I said, big game this weekend, Texas OU, Red River rivalry. Are you guys, how'd you guys get down there? You mentioned earlier today, I think, that you were down in Dallas already. How'd y'all get down there?
Right. Well, you know, about 15, 20 years ago, Fitzscooter and I, we found out a real easy way to get down to Dallas is if you're walking down I-35, an easier way to hitch a ride is not, you know, typically a hitchhiker is going to give a thumbs up. Well, that don't work too well on OU Texas week. The thing you got to do is give them the horns down. And if you got two fellas walking down I-35 with the horns down showing, I mean, we must have had 10 or 15 vehicles pulling over to try to pick us up to take us down there.
So who actually picked y'all up?
What was their name, Scooter?
Some fellow fans.
Do they not have names?
What were their names, Jack? I can't remember.
I think one was what was his name? He was driving a Peterbilt. OU flags were hanging out the window, so you knew he was going to pick us up.
Right. I mean, yeah. To be honest, his name escapes me at this point in time, but you know, he was a real good guy.
Yeah. So, well, the previous night he had stayed at the Sooner Inn of Legends Suites or whatever it's called down in Norman. So he was feeling that Sooner spirit and pulled over and gave us a ride last weekend on Sunday.
So you guys are actually already down in Dallas, even though it's only Tuesday.
That's right.
Well, yeah. I mean, we got to work at the fair too.
We're actually on the clock right now.
Oh, that's why y'all are down there. What are you doing at the fair?
Well, Scooter. Scooter, I actually serve fried beer, and Jack, I believe, is the clown in the dunk tank.
That's right.
Have you gotten dunked yet, Jack?
Well, you know how these Texas people throw. We've got a lot of Chris Sims wannabes out here, so they're all over the place with it.
Hey, that reminds me of that. Hey, remember that joke? What was that joke you told me last week, Jack?
Hey, let me tell y'all a quick joke. Who's the best OU quarterback of all time? Chris Sims. He completed a lot of passes to OU players.
So y'all are down there. Jack's working the dunk tank, and Scooter, you're serving fried beer. Who are you guys hoping to run into while you're down there this week?
Scooter, who was you telling me earlier?
Besides Toby Keith?
Besides Toby, yeah.
I can't remember. Who did I say earlier, Jack?
Well, I hate to harp on it, but I sure wouldn't mind running into Chris Sims. Just, you know, I just want to thank him for all those passes.
For all those passes. That's right. Oh, man. Yeah.
What is y'all's... what's y'all's favorite Red River rivalry memory? You know, there's been a lot of good games over the years. What's y'all's – do you guys go down there every year?
Yeah, we pretty much go down here every year. I mean, this you know, on top of the fact that there's the Red River rivalry game, obviously, like I said, we do have to work at the fair. So, you know, not really an option for us, but, you know, we love being here. They just started a thing a few years ago where if you work the fair, you get a free ticket to the game. So that's how we've been able to actually go in for the past 2 years, because before that we were just kind of working the fair. And then Jack, I mean, what was your favorite memory? I can't remember. We talked about this earlier today as well.
My favorite game of all time was probably back in 2000 when, I mean, OU rolled, of course, picked off Sims 7 or 8 times and sacked him 16 times that game, I think.
Was that the Roy Williams game?
No, that was the following year.
That was 2001. And, you know, we could tell that Chris Sims kept throwing picks because from where we were sitting outside the stadium, the crowd was really loud every time he threw one. And, you know, we pretty much were just able to assume that that was another OU touchdown or another OU interception.
Well, you said it was really loud, but, I mean, isn't it half and half, half Texas, half OU?
It takes about 10 Texas fans to make the noise of one OU fan. You guys should know that by now.
Okay. I apologize. Texas moved up to number 10 in the rankings this week. Are you guys worried about them giving your Sooners a game?
Maybe if we spotted them 10, I still can't fathom them staying within. Oh, man. If we spotted them 10, would we be up? I still can't see them staying within 40 to 50.
Yeah, that's pretty conservative. I think old McCoy is probably going to have – wait, excuse me. I think Landry Jones is going to have 4 or 5 touchdowns. Hold McCoy to, you know, 4 or 5 interceptions. And then Landry will probably throw for another 7 or 8 touchdowns as well.
Oh, so Landry's going to have a few running, you think?
Yeah, he'll have at least 4 or 5 rushing touchdowns, yeah.
Okay. Do you guys – you know, obviously Texas kind of has this dual quarterback thing going on, which they also had during the Sims and Major Applewhite era. Have you guys bought into the Case McCoy-David Ash dual thing, or how do you guys feel about that?
Here's my thing. If you got two quarterbacks, you got no quarterbacks. You know what I mean? I mean, we roll out one quarterback out there every year, and they daggum near win the Heisman every single year. So you put two quarterbacks out there, that just tells me you really got nothing.
Right. And I think Texas has been through this. I remember back in 2002 or 3 where we picked off Chris Sims 6 or 7 times, and they inserted, what was his name? Applesauce. Major Applesauce. And then he went on to throw 4 or 5 picks himself in the second half. So, you know, it's not a good sign for Texas at all.
Okay, well, now I know you guys are I know, Scooter, you're serving fried beer at the state fair, but do you guys have any suggestions for what to eat while we're down there if my wife and I decide to go down there?
Well, like I said, I mean, you got to come visit me at the fried beer tent. Also, what better way to wash down fried food than to wash down with an ice cold beer? So usually fried beer, you know, followed by a regular beer is what I eat at the fair. Yeah, you know, Milwaukee's best being my beer of choice as per usual. Jack, what do you usually go with? What's your go-to?
Well, I did have I don't know if our Twitter followers saw it earlier, but we did polish off 36 funnel cakes today in honor of all 36 OU Heisman Trophy winners. And but yeah, I like to stick with that and just a steady diet of old Milwaukee.
Do you guys have any good good stories or memories just from being at the fair? I know you talked about the 2000 game a little bit, but what about just being at the fair? Is there anything kind of crazy that's happened, people you've run into, anything like that?
My most fondest memory of the Texas State Fair was in 2001 after Roy Williams jumped over the entire offensive line from Texas and ripped their hearts out in the fourth quarter. I was sitting on the dunk tank. And I did not get to go to the game that year, but I did get to watch all the Texas fans file out of the stadium with tears in their eyes. And for me, that might be my fondest memory, was seeing their disappointment after leading the entire ball game.
What about you, Scooter?
I just think it's funny to watch the people. There's so many just straight up rednecks and just crazy, you know, people dressed like a bunch of weirdos, and you know, it's just funny to watch them walk around and eat all their weird food and you know, just interact with one another. I mean, you got people out there wearing stuff that you wouldn't believe. It is just unbelievable. So, yeah, I'd say just the people watching. I mean, you put too many hicks in one place, it's bound to get a little dicey. So, I try to stay away from all that, but it is fun to watch from a distance.
Now you guys actually have created your own Twitter account. That's at Scooter and Jack on Twitter. How are you guys enjoying that so far?
It was a
It's
little
been good.
confusing at first, but once we got
No
our
question,
passwords
but
in and all that.
plus making multiple trips back and forth to the library every day isn't the most economical thing, but it has its benefits as well. I think we got a question that brought up a good point from a follower of ours today. Third Eye Mystic, I believe is the name, but he said something about an award being awarded to the OU players the best of the season that is better than the Heisman. And I think that's a good idea because I don't think that it's really fair to the rest of the country if the OU players are allowed to vie for the same Heisman that everyone else is. So I think they just make a trophy called the Bradford and give it to the best OU player and then just leave the Heisman for whoever was left.
Well, we also thought that it'd be a good idea to make the Heisman a silver trophy.
Yeah, and make the Bradford gold.
Right.
Okay. Well, I we can pitch that. I actually do have a few other questions from some of your Twitter followers here that they kind of, we don't really have a radio show, but this is them dialing in and they wanted to ask you all a few questions, if that's okay.
Shoot
Sure. Fire away.
Okay. First one is from Poke in St. Louis.
Hey, fire away, pistols guy.
first one is from Poke in STL, and it said, "Could Barry Sanders, in his prime, make it on any Oklahoma squad, OU squad?"
He could make the squad possibly as a walk-on, but I don't see him, getting any playing time.
Yeah, I could never see him getting more than two or three carries per game, even in the multiple running back sets that Barry Switzer used to run in the 1980s.
Okay. Well, the next question is from Aaron 5000. That's at Aaron 5000. He says, at Scooter and Jack, what's your favorite campus corner spot? And also, how will the Sooners contain Fozzie Whitaker on Saturday?
Campus corner.
I've never heard of Campus Corner.
Whereabouts is campus corner?
I don't know. That's just this guy's tweeting in and wanting to know. I'm not
Oh,
sure.
well, you tell Mr. at Aaron 5000 that we don't have time for his jokes.
Whatever corner the stadium's on, that's my favorite corner of campus.
And also, how will the Sooners contain Fozzie Whitaker on Saturday?
Oh man. Scooter, you go ahead. I'm trying to contain myself over here.
However they please, they're going to contain them no matter what. Hey, go ahead and go ahead and answer that one as well, there, Jack. What do you think?
How are we going to contain Fozzie?
I think a lot of all-out blitzes, like you'd see in Blitz 99, the game for Nintendo 64,
Right.
just blitz everyone, and 5 to 7 yard loss every single play.
Yeah, I can see a few linebackers hurdling a few O linemen and hitting Fozzie literally right in the face a few times.
Okay, last question we have on Twitter. If it's from Adam Huskerson. He says, at Scooter and Jack, if you could score with a Sooner legend in any Sooner legends in suites, with whom and which room would it be in?
Go ahead, Jack.
I'm taking this one. If I could score with any Sooner at the Sooner Inn and Suites, I'd probably say Dean Blevins because of his man. He's a good looking guy. I mean, I ain't never tried anything like that, but he is a good looking guy, and I'd probably go into the Tommy Harris suite. What about you, Scooter?
Oh man, the Tommy Harris suite. Oh man. Well, I think you guys already probably know the answer to mine. I'm going, and I'm trying to decide what room I want to go in, but I'm obviously going at Brian Bosworth, and I'm going to go probably, oof, man. Does Kewan Jones have a room there?
Absolutely, on the third floor.
Then, yeah, I'm going Brian Bosworth in the Kewan Jones suite.
Okay, maybe we needed to edit these Twitter questions next time before we put them on air.
Yeah, that's kind of a weird question.
Yeah, well, you guys have fun down in Dallas. You don't need a place to stay, do you?
Oh, man. No, I got us this sick cabin just outside of Dallas, so no, we're good to go.
But you're staying in a cabin?
Yeah, I booked us this sick cabin just outside of Dallas. And it's, you know, it's real top notch. I think, you know, Jack was in there reading Boone Pickens' book last weekend. First Billion's the Hardest left him alone, but he survived.
Well, that's good. Is it scary?
Man, there's a lot of burnt orange around there.
Well, so not really.
No. Okay. Well, if you guys get scared or if you guys need somewhere else to stay, you know, I live in Dallas, so you guys just hit me up on Twitter or whatever you need.
Appreciate it, Pistols Guy.
That's awfully nice of you, Pistols Guy. I appreciate that.
Yeah, anytime. Well, you guys enjoy the fair, enjoy the game, and we will talk to you here in a few weeks.
Sounds good.
All righty, Boomer.
Boomer.